God gave us a new topic today. Understanding the gates of time and season. Understanding the gates of time and seasons. Understanding the gates of times and season. We are going to open our Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Understanding the gates of times and season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 1. The Bible says, to everything there is what? A season. Can somebody shout season? To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything. What call is there? To everything. There is a season. There is a season. When you look at it, that this suffering is too much. There is a season where God will begin to bless you. And there is a season where that blessing also that you have received, you will look at it and say that you want it to be upgraded. There's a season where a child is born. There's a season where the child crawls. And there's another season where the child grows and begins to walk. There's a season where you begin to look at it, that God, when are you going to give me my partner? My divine partner. There's a season you'll be thinking to think that, Lord, I want an husband. I want a wife. And there's a season where you get married and you begin to see that I want children. And there's a season when God gives you children. And you still begin to wonder that, God, I have children. Okay, 2 is enough. 3 is enough. 4 is enough. 5 is enough. There's a season. In verse 2 of that Ecclesiastes, the Bible says, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time that you plant. And the time you plant is the time you are starting to become a better person. There's a time you begin to sow a seed to your destiny. And the destiny is not now. The future is not now. May not be now. But you begin to sow a seed and you begin to remove some things that are not relevant to your progress. Because you know that there's still a time that you are getting to that things will be nice forever. Bible also spoke in verse 3, said a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's somebody here, weeping is over in your life. You have entered into your season of laughter. I don't like the way you are shouting amen. You are not shouting amen like a daughter of a son of a prophet. I said, as from today, weeping is over in your life. That brother, it is your season of laughter. You know, when you are in the season of weeping, that's the worst season of a man's life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in where? In the morning. That is when you'll be squeezing your face and people will think all the problem of this world is on your head. But in that season of laughter, is a time that people just say, this brother is always happy. It's always joy. They don't know that. How did he know? You will favor me this way. That you will begin to move from favor to favor. From honor to honor. In fact, when you are getting to a place for the first time, you will be the first person they will choose for good things. That is the season of laughter. And there's somebody here today. You are entering into that season. I said you are entering into that season. There's a time to mourn. And there's a time to dance. There's somebody here today. You are dancing a new dance. I said you are dancing a new dance. And you are singing a new song in the name of Jesus. God has ordained seasons. He has ordained seasons and time for whatever he does. For whatever he does. There are times that you need to wait. The Bible is saying wait upon the Lord. That time you need to wait. It's a season of waiting. And there's a season you will walk. And there's a season you run. There are seasons where you want to grab something. You have been praying for something. And those things are not coming. It seems God has left you. And you're about giving up. And God is telling you that that season is not the season for you to give up on prayer. It is season to even pray more. At that point that you are about to give up, you have just entered into your gates to launch into a new season. You know that things may be very tough at the time. May be very tough. But toughness is becoming easiness. Because by the time it is tough, it means God is also speaking something. He wants you to be attentive. There are the times that God wants you to be attentive. He wants you to listen to Him because He's speaking at that time to you. That see, this thing is not going to kill you. The Bible talks about a particular time. The Bible said there was famine in the land. And David cried unto the Lord. Now, what is the cause of this famine? And God is saying, no, this famine is not a famine unto death. It is because Saul has refused to obey me. But there is a time I will remove this famine away. You may look at yourself that you lack everything that you need to get. But God is still telling you that it is a season, it is a time. And I am launching you into a new season today. And I pray for somebody here today. That season that you felt you are down, God is putting an end to that season. And when we are talking about gate, God also knows when the gate of the universe will open and be closed. He knows when gates are open to you, when doors are open to you, when multiple doors are open to you. He knows when to hand over the key of David to you. The key that opened that no man can shut. And the key that shut it, that no man can do what? Can open. And there's somebody listening to me today. You will receive your own key of David. Only three people understood that prayer. I said, you will receive your own key of David. Gates are controlled by time. When we were in secondary school, you would discover that by the time they ring the bell, at a particular time, all gates will be locked. That you have to beg before you gain entrance. There are times that gates will be open, the two gates will be open, and everybody can come in and rush out. That is when something serious is not happening. But those who have entered into the gates, at the time that the gates will be locked, may not have the opportunity to go out again because they have entered into greatness. And people who are outside, we have to struggle before they enter into the gate again. Gates are controlled by time. And listen to this. Times are controlled by seasons. Times are controlled by seasons. And every season comes with a mandate. Every season God takes you to comes with a mandate. I want you to note that very well again. Gates are controlled by time. Time are controlled by season. But every season comes with what? With a mandate. If we look at the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 17, to explain that, verse 26, every season comes with a mandate. The Bible says, and at made of one blood all nation of men for to dwell in on all the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed. Say, and the bonds of their habitation. Said he had determined the times before appointed and the bonds of their habitation. The most important thing you should face in life, the most important thing in your life or in the life of a believer, is to understand the time or the gates of the time or the seasons for this, because God is also interested. He works with those times. The Bible talks about the children of Issachar. It said they understood time and what? And seasons. You know, if some people understand the time they should pray, we declare weekend deliverance right now. Say fasting come. Some people ran away because of fasting. Some people ran away because of fasting. And some people ran away because they felt that I'm tired, Jerry. Prayer, prayer, prayer. How many prayers have you prayed? Even people who have not prayed at all, they did not come. Why? Because they feel that it is the time of enjoyment. But if you understand time, you know that time that you need to pray is now when you are still young. The Bible says the glory of the youth is what? Is their strength. And that is the time you can gain access to a new season. There are times that you need to enjoy. And there are times that you need to slow down that enjoyment. And you need to know that, no, I need to touch something in the spirit at this time. God will not do anything that does not go in accordance with his preordained time and season. He does not do it. So whatever God does, look at it, he said, even before the beginning of the world, he knew whatever God does or created, it is created according to time and season. And he knew that at this particular time, this is the time you can get me. And this is the time that it is very dark. You may not return it back to the day. There are understanding you need to have for you to gain access to the place of your destiny. The understanding you need to have that this time around, you just need to be praising God. This time is for praises, and this time is for worship. You need to understand that this time is for prayer, and you need to understand that this is the time for me to work hard. You need to understand the time to sleep and the time to be awake. There are gates for this. Because by the time it gets to a particular time, you may not be able to return back to a time you have lost in the past. Our generation must understand the treasure of time. You must understand that this season, this is your season, and that season must not pass you by. It is just like talking about the rainy season and the Amatan season and everything. You cannot hold them. When the season comes, it comes. And you are expected to key into some things within this time. People are supposed to plant, at that time. And things that are not planted at that particular season are not planted on that season. If they plant, if they are planted at that particular season, it will be taken away by erosion. And there are things that if you miss that season, you have missed it forever. The understanding you need to have and raise up and rise up like the children of Issachar. Who must understand that this is the time I need to key into some particular thing in my life. And this is the time I need fresh oil to actually move forward. There are times you are down and you feel, no, this is not the time for you to be defeated. There are times you need to rise and fight. No man that warreth and entangleth himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please who has called him to be a soldier. Soldiers are always battle ready. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So understanding the gates of time helps you to know what kind of prayer to pray per time. Whether it is warfare or it is a solemn prayer or it is supplication and so many things. It helps you. When you understand these gates of time, it helps you. It helps you that even this time that we have to us has a meaning. It has a meaning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. 1 Kings, chapter 18. We are going to read verse 18, verse 36. The Bible says, and it came to pass at the time of offering of the evening sacrifice. And Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Look at it. He said it came to pass at the time of the evening sacrifice. At the time. So there are times that they offer those sacrifices. The children, Elijah knew the gate of time for the evening sacrifice, and he keyed into it. He knew the gate of time. Every hour you spend on the face of the planet was designed and commanded to give you instruction, something. It needs to give you something that comes with a mandate from heaven. That is why every season comes with a mandate. As you are pushing into a new season right now, God has a mandate for you that you must understand within the stipulated time of this season. When that season goes and you did not do those things that God has ordained for you, you may not achieve anything to the height of it. Every age has a mandate. Your new year comes the day you increase in age. And you look at it and say that, no, I am 30 this time. I am 25, I'm 20 this time. I am 40 this time. In fact, you need to quickly place it down and begin to pray that, God, what are the mandates? What are the things you have for me at this particular time so that you will not be laboring in vain? I want to pray for somebody, you will not labor in vain. I said you will not labor in vain. There are times that you need to understand. So there is what we call heavenly calendar. There's a mandate for your life. There's something that is meant for you to be delivered. There's a mandate. God also introduced watches for Israel. Because of what? He wanted to watch. He wanted them to watch through the gates of time, day and night. Let me quickly tell you my analysis for these watches. The first watch takes place around in the day. That takes place around the day. In the morning, around 6 a.m. 6 a.m. gate of time. You enter into the day. 12 a.m. is the time of the midnight, right? So we are getting there. So you enter into the day at that 6 a.m. 6 a.m. That's the gate. Number two, the second time is the time of 9 a.m. That's the second watch, 9 a.m. And the third watch, the time of 12 midnight. I mean, 12 midday. 12 midday. It's another gate. 6 a.m. is a gate. 9 a.m. is a gate. 12 midday is a gate. And 3 p.m. is a gate. Those are the gate of the day. And the gate of the night starts from 6 p.m. It starts from where? 6 p.m. That is when the evening sacrifice is offered. And number two, 9 p.m. And thirdly, 12 midnight. And fourthly, 3 a.m. I told you some times ago that there are times if you want to hear clearly, if you want to hear clearly what the Lord wants to do, you want to understand how to hear the voice of God, wake up around 3 a.m. and pray very well. In fact, if you sleep off around that time, if you are somebody that does not see or hear clearly, if you sleep off, mistakenly sleep on that prayer at that time, those revelations you see within that time, they are very, very authentic. And you will discover that by the time you launch up into 6 a.m., you may not actually see a clear revelation again. So between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., it's a time of clear revelation. And also, you can hear the voice of God clearly to yourself. And God will tell you, daughter, this is the thing you need to do. Those things, those revelations you will see within that time, don't take it lightly. Take it very serious. Whether good or bad, take it what? Very, very serious. You have just entered into another gate, and God is showing you something. And this is the time that God can reveal to you even things that may happen to you on that day or in that season. I was saying it already, but if you sleep too much, sometimes it's a bondage. So sometimes by the time you are sleeping too much, you are sleeping and you are expecting, maybe you are having a dream and it is already 6:30 and it is already daybreak, and you sleep back and say, I want to continue that dream. You will begin to have some funny things. I don't know if you have experienced that. And you begin to think it is true because you have lost the time, the gates. So if you want to really key yourself, if you want to key yourself into some things, you said that you pray at 12 o'clock, 12 midnight, start your prayer at 12 midnight. When you pray very well, and if you miss that time of 12 midnight, you can actually knock at the time of 3 a.m. That is why there are different different type of fasting. That's why there is day fasting sometimes, and there is night fasting. If you are engaging yourself into night fasting, you have to start from 6 p.m. And that means you will not eat from that 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. the second day. You have not had it before. You have not had night fasting before. So, which means, let me now tell you, I'm teaching you some things in the school hospital. There's night fasting. There's 6 to 6. 6 in the day to 6 in the evening. Yeah, we don't usually engage in 6 to 6 in MFM. We believe that from 12 o'clock. But there's 6 to 6. It's accepted in type of fasting. If you attended the school of ministry, we teach you everything like that. There's 6 to 6. You can actually decide not to eat again from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night, p.m. at night. So when it's 6 p.m., you have enjoyed your day. You know, that's why we are talking about the time of day. You have taken off the day without eating. Without eating. So most time, most fasting we fast. We fast from 12 a.m. and especially 70 days. And we break around 2 p.m. which means that we are not actually shifting. We deal with the major part of the fasting. So, but in night fasting, when you start your fasting from 6 p.m., once it is 12 midnight, once it is 12 midnight, so don't think that you have to do night fasting and pray around 6 p.m. and sleep off when it is time for you. No, you will not sleep off. You must be ready to engage in prayer from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. Some people do like this. Are you ready? You must be ready to engage in prayer from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. So in fact, if you cannot do that, make sure that 12 midnight to 3 a.m. is the time of your prayer. Yeah. And some people say, what am I going to be saying? What am I going to be saying? What am I going to say? Let me tell you some spiritual reality. When you start the kind of fasting, or you want to pray from 12 midnight, it is not, you know, I see people without having any request. Yeah, you are doing spiritual exercise. It's good. There's what we call spiritual exercise. It's good. But if you have a major request, you need to start arranging yourself anyway. Get your Bible ready. Get your jotter ready. Get your writing materials ready. Get your in-book ready. And do it as if you are having a service. You are spending time with God. By the time you start with worship, you worship God, roll on the floor, kneel down, do a lot of things, worship God, pick your hymn, sing hymns. Already, Jesu, go see la, Jesu, you can actually pick some other hymns. To God be the glory, great things he has done, so Lord, the word that he gave us his son. Oh, yeah, that is life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go. You go into deep consecration and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And after, you can sing as many hymns as possible if you like, and you may decide to enter into thanksgiving or sing praises. Then you must know what you want to pray about. You must know. There's nothing bad in listing those things, those areas that you want to pray in, and ensure that you also engage in intercession. What did I say? Engage in what? Intercession. And I want to tell you that most of the people who have the greatest gift of the Spirit, in fact, all the gift of the Spirit, they are intercessors. If you are very selfish, you pray for yourself always. You pray for yourself. Your spiritual revelation may not be sharp. It may not what? Be sharp. But if you know how to pray for people very well, you know how to pray for the church, you know how to pray for the nation, you know how to pray, God will begin to take you to those places to give you some secrets about those places. No, don't be selfish. It's only me. God, give me, like I was watching some people now from maybe other areas. Someone said, God, give me 40 billion naira. They are shouting prayer. They went to pray somewhere anyway. But what they are asking for is 40. So you are 17 years old, you are praying for 40 billion naira. You want to kill yourself. You cannot drive at 16. You are praying for a Ferrari. So you don't understand time and season. You are praying for the wrong thing. Even if you have it, that thing can kill you. You are praying for what? The wrong thing. You don't understand the gate here. When you get to the gate, you will know what you need. By the Spirit of God, not by the flesh, not because others are going to a club and spending money. Not because you are deceived by showing some people, showing money, jumping money around. That money may not be provided by God. So when you understand those times, you know what you need as per time. You enter into the gate. That means you have an understanding of what you need. You are working somewhere and let's say they are paying you 1 million naira. At that particular time, when that 1 million naira is not enough again, God will begin to tell you. Whether you like it, neglect it, or not. Some people are not paying attention to God because they shout so much. And before you know, you don't even understand what he's praying for. You don't even understand. I'm not saying speaking in tongues, but if you want to do an exercise, at least you want to enter deep in, you can speak in tongues, but you know that, okay, this is just for fellowship. But when you don't engage yourself in some things, that you know that these things, I am not really having, because you don't know what to pray for yet, you now start speaking in tongues from, and you have many, and God is telling you because you are lazy. Some people, they are speaking in tongues because they are lazy. You don't know. Because they don't want to be praying amiss. I used to tell somebody, you will not even hear what he's saying. You'll be speaking in tongues. Is that prayer? That is not prayer. See, when you under pray, it's prayerlessness. Under pray is what? Prayerlessness. When you pray and that prayer has not touched you and you have not come out like this, that even when people with evil spirit meet you, they cannot look at your face. I used to have a worker in my place of work. That lady cannot look at my face. I will tell my mom, I say, this lady, she has some spirit in her. She's always afraid. One day she ran away. Because when you have prayed very well, some people cannot stay. They cannot stay around you. Praise the name of the Lord. So I hope you understand that issue of gate of time. So you must understand. So when it is 6 a.m., you have entered into the gate of the day. The gate of the night, you know when you entered. And you have ended that the last gate of the night is 3 a.m. I want to pray. God will give you more understanding. So these are the things that can give you fresh air, because by the time you buy, you begin to oil it. You begin to oil it. You begin to oil it. And in fact, if you have time very well, make sure at every point of this gate, you are always praying. Even if you are at work and you see that it is 9 o'clock, you go to one room. You begin to pray. You begin to pray. Things will begin to open to you. And by the time you move to another level, pray. At the time you move again to another level. Pray. It's not even too much. This is just about 8 times in a day. About 8 times in a day. Sometimes you may decide not to eat within those 3 hours that you are going to enter into each gate. But some people are gluten. If they see chewing gum, they chew. Sweets, eat. Everything, swallow. And they are praying for miracle. May you get miracle in Jesus' name. Then how to key yourself to the 8th gate of time? Number one, be disciplined. Be disciplined. That's how to key yourself. Be disciplined. It takes discipline. You know, this is not religion. It takes what? Discipline. You know, when people are telling you that you are religious, they are creating an excuse for doing some things in the wrong way. And they tell you that it's because you are religious. That's why. You don't need to announce. Anything you do secretly, codedly, that is good, it usually brings results. People will not understand the secret of your greatness. The moment people understand the secret of your greatness, it is not a secret again. By the time you begin to achieve some things in a supernatural way, then people just begin to say, and he has grace. They don't know that you have grace, it is true. But you have combined that grace with fellowship. Praise the Lord. I'm not preaching today. I want us to have understanding that you have combined that grace with what? They asked a pastor, one of the pastors, I think it's Zimbabwe. I watched the pastor asking me a question. They said, what is the secret of your prophetic? It did not go straight. I said, this man is hiding something. And I said, you're growing to it. It did not go straight. So don't allow anybody to understand your secret. But once they understand your secret, another person can duplicate it. It's no more a secret. Praise the Lord. Some people, the secret of their life, why their life is shattered and scattered, is because at this gate of time is when they are committing fornication and they are smoking ego. Go smoke ego. Ah. God reveal something to me today. There are females here that are smoking. You better hear. God is calling you to repent. Do what? Repent. If I used to smoke this morning. God is saying repent. It's not funny. You that you are laughing, you are doing another thing. Maybe you are coming from your boy's friend's house. Repent. Number two, pray for God's help. Commit this before God. You are learning a lot of things now. You know, some people are still looking, you are not writing. After the church again, it's part of discipline when you come to church and you are writing. That's why I said that if you want to carry your writing material, some things comes to your mind. You may not necessarily hear audibly. And they will say, Suzanne! No. God may not necessarily say that. Depends on the way God speaks with you. Things will be dropping into your mind and you begin to write it down. You begin to see ideas. See, ideas can come that are brilliant ideas. And you begin to write it down. And by the time you continue oiling that prayer life like that, you begin to grow. That means you're understanding the gates of time and what? And when you need to take action, something comes on you. Say, this is the time. What I showed you on so dates. You see some of our fathers. If Gio is talking, Gio, our father in the Lord, Dr. Dikoloka, will say that in 1976. Some people don't know the day they were born again. Because they don't take anything serious. I'm not saying they are not born again. They are born again. But they don't know the day again. It doesn't matter that day they had a encounter. Some people have dreams. They have revelations. But they don't even know the day again because they are lazy to write. And God is reminding them, do you remember what I showed you on that day? This is what I showed you. Some people will have fought their helpers. God showed them that helper 10 years ago. They met that helper. Because of their pride, they fought the helper. Number three, be consistent. Be consistent. Number four, have a goal. Have a goal. You can key yourself into that eighth gate of time by having a goal. Number five, build up a request system. Build up a request system. See, the Bible told us there's nothing bad in asking. Keep asking. Say, ask, and it shall do what? He said, whatsoever thing ye ask when you pray. Say, believe. Underline that belief. Once you believe, see what develops your belief system is prayer. If you don't pray, your faith cannot be strong. If you don't listen to God's word, your faith cannot be strong. If you don't study the word, your faith cannot be strong. One thing that can make your faith stronger is when you see the promises of the Father. Say, no! God has promised me this. I'm not going to lose it. Are you key to that word? I'm not going to miss it. I have told us several times, you can get out of a problem through prayer and through knowledge. When you have that knowledge, knowledge breaks some barrier of ignorance. When you are ignorant, you are in the dark. What did I say? You are in the dark. I don't know. There is no ignorance even in law. You kill somebody, you say it because the person wants to come and kill you. You just act. You have not seen God. No? You now look for God. You kill that person. I say, I don't know. I thought it is legal. It's because you are in the dark. You have killed yourself. You have just killed yourself because you have taken some decision that are not in line with God's purpose for your life. Praise the name of the Lord. So some people are in problem not because of witches. They are in problem because of ignorance. My people are dying because of what? Lack of knowledge. So if God Bible can say that people, a lot of people are dying. 70% of people are dying because of what? They lack knowledge. They are empty. Emptiness can kill a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Your parents say, don't marry this person. Don't marry this person. She has pierced this place. Pierced this place. Pierced her tongue. Pierce this place. And you say that, that's the person God wants me to marry. Say, this one I lost too. Your boyfriend, they slap you anytime. Like batting. Say, boy, it's my love. You have seen the sign, but you are still thinking, it is God. He's a fine boy. He's a fine boy. You have seen the writing of the word, but because of ignorance, you took it up. You say, that's the person I want to marry. You know, I posted something recently. A lady followed a guy, I think in a church. I posted it last week. He followed a guy. And just inside the church, you are putting your head on somebody's chest. Inside the church. Say craziness. The person said, I want to help you. Are you married? He said, no. So but that means it is very obvious that they are living together. They came to the church like that. Ignorance. Ignorance. Build a request system. And when you have a request system, make sure you are writing down. Write down. And by the time God is doing it, mark it. You will understand how good God is. Number six. Allow your heart to be in accordance with God's word. Make sure you are very good. Be consistent and be intentional about God's word. Be intentional. Sometimes we want to do something by saying, what is God saying about this? God will not like this one, will break my spirit. You quickly address yourself again. Number seven, repent of every known sin. What is the benefit of watching? That's when we round off. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew 26, verse 41. Are we there? Let's read together. Watch and that into temptation. The spirit indeed is what? But the flesh is what? It's weak. So number one benefit when you watch and pray is divine revelation. You will be surprised that you have that gift. You think you can just be running. God will begin to open your eyes. See, when some people come and say they are facing problems, I know there's something wrong with the observation. When that problem, spiritual problem, is intense, I know there's something wrong with what? And their consistency. When they come and pray, say, don't worry. I'm praying. They come for deliverance, say, I don't need deliverance. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Yes, he has redeemed you. He has redeemed you. Some people are so arrogant, they think, they don't know that even the problem that is following them, why did you go to anywhere and everybody hates you? Everybody hates you. It's because the word of God is not in your heart enough. Why is it that people correct you, and it is when they correct you, you change your face? You don't like correction. You are not born again. Even if your mate corrects you and say that what you are doing is good, you will argue it is good until you enter into the dish and come back. But I didn't know. But we told you. Sorry, I was thinking. You were always thinking. It's always a thought. Number two, discerning spirits. I told us, you know, the Bible said, if you have discerning spirits when you are praying, immediately you know that the purpose, if a brother is approaching you, you know this brother is coming to you for a purpose. He wants sex. He doesn't want anything else. Immediately you say that, no, I'm not going to agree. Why? Because God will have, in fact, without praying, reveal from the spirit, from your spirit, you know that this, your spirit rejects this one. Your spirit rejects who? This one. When you see an occultic person, you begin to know why? Because of discerning spirit. Number three, you hear clearly from God. Hearing from God. When one of the benefits of washing, this time, the gate of time, you hear clearly from God. Every problem that happens to a man has a reason. See, David was able to utilize this because he was always praying, he was always dancing, he was always praising God, he was always worshiping God. He knew this. And that is why when things happen to him, they have taken everything away. The Bible says, and David, there was no more power in him to pray. There was no more power in him to cry, to even cry. They don't have any power. And David, the Bible said, and David besought the Lord. He said, can I pursue? Can I over that? Can I recover? And God said, pursue, and he shall do what? Recover all. If he did not hear the voice of God, that he should pursue, that he can recover all, he would have stayed there. And he would have died there. The Bible said the people were thinking of stoning him. Now, what kind of leader are you? You cannot rescue us from this problem. But thank God for spiritual strength. I want to pray for somebody. May you receive spiritual strength. I said, may you receive spiritual strength. Hear me from God. Number 4, his divine direction. God will direct you. Don't go there. God is the director general of our lives. See, when Moses thought he was doing everything, God, what did God send to him? He sent his father-in-law. He said, no, you need to go and create leaders so in every district. You cannot do this alone, or you will die. And God also spoke to him. And a lot of people, just that everything that the father-in-law was speaking to him goes in line with what God was speaking to, was telling him. And he quickly knew that, yes. And the Bible says that he now have leaders of 10, leaders of 20, leaders of 50, leaders of 100, and leaders of 1,000. And God is raising somebody here. It is, you are there because your capacity is not big enough. Praise the name of the Lord. Another, number 5, benefit is wisdom. Wisdom is when you know how to answer everyone and when you know how to overlook. Monkey, they go market. Okay, then badger. Hello, mom. You begin to look at it. This one is getting things wrong. Number 6, divine understanding. You have divine understanding. In fact, by the time you are in line with God, the studying of the word of God, you begin to understand it. When you see that you read, I say, Pastor, I want to study. I want to read the word, but I don't understand it. It's because there are some things that are missing in your life. First of all, tackle that thing. By the time you study, you now understand that, no, this is what I was reading. So this is the revelation God is giving me. Why? Because you already had revelation here. And by the time you have revelation and you are studying the word, you will understand the meaning of your revelation from the word. You understand your future from the word, Holy Scripture. And lastly, repentance and revival. Repentance and revival. These two goes together. So when you repent, you will be revived. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to close your eyes wherever you are. You want to close your eyes wherever you are and begin to talk to the Lord. God, give me the grace to understand time. Give me the grace to understand my season. Give me the grace to understand what to do at every time. What to do at every time. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. If you are here, you are not giving your life to Christ. Say, Pastor, please help me. My life is not straight. My life is not straight. I have spent my time, wasted my time doing some other things. Quickly place your right hand on your chest wherever you are. Don't be shy. Place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are welcome. God bless you. You are welcome to the place of God. God bless you. I can see those hands. Place it on your... I've wasted my time. I have done this out of the will of God. Because of my pride, because of my this. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow. I'm still waiting for some people. That's the start, you know. We have gotten you this point. You still want to live that life? You better sit down properly and place your right on your chest and say, Jesus, help me. Begin to talk to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, just stay after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Decided to follow Jesus.
This is a new day for you. Everyone is rejoicing. I want to congratulate you. If you have placed your right hand on your chest, just say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, Please, let's see you very well. Sit down very well. If you have placed your right hand on your chest, say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. Say, as from today, purify my heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to go back into sin. I don't want to waste my time anymore. Give me more revelation. I want to live according to you, your holy ordinances. Help me. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I confess my sin unto you today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I pray for these ones. Write their name in the book of life. As from today, I decree all your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.